still starstruck by them, and I had so much fun seeing them. Meeting everybody, all of you in the chat room that I got to meet, everybody at Pride 48 that I got to meet. Nico is in the chat room, and Nico I met at the hospitality suite. Big Thaddy sat me down and introduced me to him, and in my boozy haze, I wasn't able to remember his name about four times.
Well, hello,
and then
Nico.
Big Thaddy called me Edward, so I felt vindicated.
So, fuck all. Fuck everybody. Fuck we all. Don't know anybody's names. No one knows our names.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Big Fatty sat me down and introduced me to him, and in my boozy haze, I wasn't able to remember his name.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1731 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of September, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're going to talk about the fall TV season, and can you hear that? Can you? Yes, we can hear it. Hello, Avoiders, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Avoiders today, because y'all, that's what Big Fatty is today. Y'all, since it is 9-11, y'all, I'm just going to try and avoid the news and stuff like that, because y'all, I don't want to relive all that horrifying mess that happened. I don't even remember how many years ago it was, but it's not that I've forgotten anything like that. It's just that I don't need to relive it. I'll remember, but I'm not going to relive. So that's where I am on that. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. Big Eddie. Big Freddy, you forgot your own name? Anyway, Big Eddie, I don't know where that even came from. I got quite a few things done in the coal mine today. And it was just a good day. Y'all, one of the things before I go any further, now next week, of course, I'll be traveling with Granny out there to the Lost Wages, and y'all be departing on Wednesday a.m. in the morning. It's gonna be difficult for me to record a Thursday show, because y'all we're traveling, and we get in at 3 p.m. or almost 4 p.m. in the afternoon Pacific time, and y'all, then of course we've got to claim our valises and grips and then go get the rental car and then drive to the hotel and get all checked in and get up to the room and TT and everything, and y'all, then we're off to our special supper that starts at 6 p.m. in the evening, and then we're going out to the bar that evening. So y'all, as you can see, there's just no time in there for Big Fatty to record a little show for Thursday. So y'all, what I'm asking you to do is give Big Fatty a call, give me some content so I can record not one but two Ice Age little shows on two Ice Age Tuesday, and that way you'll have a little show on Wednesday and Thursday, and then I will have had some time to record a little show for Friday before the pink carpet kicks off, and of course you'll hear Big Fatty 6 p.m. in the evening Pacific, that'd be 9 p.m. in the evening Eastern. Now let's see, what is that in the Faroe Islands, y'all? That is 9 p.m. That's 3 a.m. Big Fatty, she ain't gonna be up anyway. But if you can't listen, y'all, it's okay, because Big Fatty will be posting that show next week. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. Y'all, let's see here now. Oh, but so anyway, I'm asking you to either send me a voice letter or send me an e-letter, maybe an Axe Big Fatty question. You can send an e-letter with an Axe Big Fatty question. It doesn't have to be a voice letter. Or you could send me a little canned. Or y'all send something over there to Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, by the way, Spotting Crazy came clean. Big Fatty, did he wash? I believe so, because Spotting Crazy came clean, y'all. Spotting Crazy said that the box was half full. Big Fatty, is he waiting for crema? Oh, I hope he's not waiting for crema, but y'all... Oh, y'all, what is that? Oh, y'all, that's my fried chicken bazooms. Yes, Big Fatty, we could have guessed. But anyway, help me. Help me. Big Fatty, you need all the help you can get. It's true. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, of course, as I do. On Hump Day, went to the Vons East during my lunch hour. Y'all, the penny coupon was for the loaf. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about loafs. Well, it wasn't a coil, it was a loaf of white bread. Big Fatty. And y'all, there was this nice elderly lady. She was probably a Big Fatty's age, but anyway, in my mind, she was 80. Big Fatty, did she call you Big Eddie? She was looking at the... She was looking at the penny coupon, and she said she was talking to herself. So, you know, that's why I thought that she was probably much older than Big Fatty, because, you know, Big Fatty doesn't talk to anyone. Big Fatty, since when? She said, I wonder where you get the coupon. I said, well, you can have mine, because I'm not gonna take advantage of the penny coupon today. Oh, thank you so much. That's awfully nice of you. And so, y'all, I made her day. I made her day. She got white bread for a penny. Big Fatty, don't take much for somebody. Anyway, y'all, I got my chicken bazooms. Y'all, they had the good Vonzie's barbecue solid mix. Y'all, it's real good. It's got bacon and a little bit of spicy cheese and a barbecue dressing with the solid. And it's got little tortilla strips, but I throw them away. And y'all, they were on sale. Two for $5. Y'all, they had the good Green Giant vegetables on sale. Got a couple of those. Y'all, I got me a little can of Emerald Nuts. Y'all, this was a chocolate peanut butter flavored. And it was the sweet and salty. And y'all, I'm just going to put that in my carry-on valise. And Granny and I will probably munch on those as we're flying to Las Vegas. Y'all, the store's got a new thing called the restaurant fries. They've got the Arby's and the Checkers and the Nathan's hot dogs and the Red Robin French fried potatoes. And y'all, they will buy one, get one free. So y'all, I almost got the Arby's curly fries, but I didn't. But I wanted to try the Red Robin fries. So I got a package of those. Y'all, they had little Smokies on sale. Y'all, I thought I'd make some of that bacon-wrapped little Smokies. Y'all, I got a couple of bananas. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got two of those. And y'all, they had the Keebler cookeries on sale. And y'all, I got a couple of things of that. Y'all evidently looked old today, because I got the old person discount. I spent $33.63, but y'all, I saved $20.76. Yes, spaghetti. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, on my way back from the Von Z's, y'all, I went to the P.O. box, and y'all, all that was in there was the TV machine, the TV guide machine, and y'all, they're previewing the fall season, and y'all, a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention. First of all, y'all, the dancing starts on Monday night. Y'all, I didn't realize it was starting so quick. So get that in your VRCs. There's a show that premieres, when is this? Oh, it goes from, it starts this Sunday and it goes through Saturday the 20th. Y'all, it's called the Roosevelts. And it's the Roosevelts, an intimate history. And it's, y'all, it's about that FDR and that Eleanor Roosevelt. And y'all, it looks like it might be pretty good. So I'm going to put that in my VRC. And y'all, it comes on, what time does it come on? 8 p.m. in the evening. So y'all, put that in your VRCs for next week. Y'all, a couple of shows. I'm just going to run through here and tell you the ones that Big Fatty is probably going to be watching. Big Fatty, read them to us. Hattie M loves it when you read. Y'all, I want to watch this Gotham. I want to watch this Gotham. It's a Monday night show. It premieres on the 22th of what do you call it? Of September. And it's on the Fox, but y'all, it looks pretty good. The Scorpion show. I may put it in. I'm not sure. I'll continue to watch it, but there's just a little something about it that. Anyway, it makes me want to at least give it a try. Let's just see here. The Flash, y'all. I that's one of those superhero kind of things. And y'all, I don't know if I'm gonna watch it. I may put it in. It comes in on Tuesday, and it doesn't debut until the 7th of October. So I don't have to worry about that quite yet. Y'all, let's just see here. What else they got here? Big Fatty, you're just flipping through the pages. That just sounds especially lovely to be reading. Y'all, and a lot of these I'm not gonna look at a second for a half a second. Just gonna keep on going. I put that Utopia in my TV machine. Y'all, it's some sort of quiz program where they have to form a society or something like that. Y'all, speaking of societies, the Red Band Society, I think this is about cancer patients or something like that. But young, it's kind of like Glee with cancer. Big Fatty, that's terrible words. Something like that. Y'all, it debuts, poor Big Fatty, debuts Wednesday the 17th. So y'all, it might be worth looking at. Oh, who is it? That's that looks like what's his name? But I don't think it is. Poor Big Fatty. Let's just see here. There's that Scorpion again. Y'all, by the way, The Big Run is moving to Friday night, so y'all, we won't have to worry about it running into the sports ball on Sunday. So that's a real good thing. Y'all, I'm just continuing to look through the magazine here. Big Fatty, this is so interesting to have you turning the pages and everything. Y'all, I just don't. I think that's going to be about it. There's that Utopia. Madam Secretary or Secretary, is that Naught? Y'all, speaking of Naught, he'll be flying to the U.S. of A. 1 week from today. Yes, Big Fatty. I hope they're ready for him. And y'all, I think that's all I'm going to put in the TV machine. If there's other stuff that you are looking forward to watching, let Big Fatty. Of course, I'll be watching the quiz programs, the dancing. Y'all, by the way, the Dallas started a while back, and y'all, I can't wait to watch it. It looks lovely. Was it Drum Major Kev or Brian in Danbury? One of the Danburys, y'all. I can't remember. they put something on the Twitty about a template for the new iPhones. And, y'all, it's... what it does is that you can cut them out, and then you can actually hold them in your hand to see if you like it. So I did that because, you know, Big Fatty has the iPhone 5, and y'all, the templates seem a little small compared to Big Fatty's actual iPhone 5. But these may not be exact, but, you know, it's a close representation. And then there was one for the iPhone 6, and then for the iPhone Fat. You know, Big Fatty is probably going to get the iPhone Fat. But y'all hear the thing, and by the way, the iPhone Fat, does not feel too big. I've held it up to my face. Big Freddy, you look silly in the office doing that too, I might add. Y'all, it's the jitterbug. It's the jitterbug of the island. Because, you know, the old people can see the big buttons and everything like that. And Big Fatty is very happy about that. But, y'all, I compared the island 5 to the iPhone Fat. And, y'all, honest to hydrogen, the iPhone 5 is smaller than just the screen part of the iPhone Fat. Y'all, I can't believe it. I mean, that's the whole phone. The whole iPhone 5 is smaller than the screen on the iPhone Fat. And, y'all, I just think that's going to be lovely. Just lovely. And Big Fatty, y'all, I can't decide, though. I don't know, because, you know, they're going to be delivered on the 19th, and, y'all, I'm not going to be here on the 19th. I'm going to be out there in the Lost Wages, but I think I'm going to go ahead and order, and, y'all, I'm just going to get the 16 megabyte of that, because, y'all, I don't keep a lot of crap on my phone. You know, I don't listen to music or anything like that. Well, Big Fatty, you listen to your quiz program music and crap. My music, well, that's kind of different. It's but you know, I don't get that. I don't listen to what the cool kids are listening to, you know, because y'all, I'm not hip. I'm broken hip. Remember, Big Freddy, we remember. I don't need that. And y'all, I've just got it's 16 megabytes now is what I got. And y'all, I'm only using about 30% of it, so I just don't see the idea. Yes, Big Freddy, are you going to get the gold or the silver or the space suit? Not the space suit, space gray. Y'all, I don't know. I just don't know because to tell you the honest to hydrogen truth, it really doesn't matter because I'm going to put it in a case and you're not going to see what color it is anyway. So Big Fatty, be careful when you use the word colored. The other thing, there was one other thing in the TV guide machine that I was going to read to you. Big Fatty, more reading, how lovely. And that was the most watched shows of the week. Of what week was this? Big Freddy, we don't know. I don't know. Well, it was whichever week I guess it was last week. The number one Lulu show was the Primetime Emmy Awards. Y'all, it doesn't say. August the 25th through the 31st. So I guess that was 2 weeks ago. The Big Brother app on Wednesday night came in sixth. The Big Brother app on Sunday night came in ninth. And the Big Brother app, which is the eviction show, you'd think that the live show would bring in more people than any of the rest of them, but y'all, it came in 12th. The Master, y'all, by the way, the Master Chef is supposed to be coming to an end the next week also. Big Freddy, so much on your schedule and Lost Wages, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all got a testimonium from my old most regular gentleman caller today. Big Freddy, you going to be around this weekend? I said, yes. Y'all, that it's only Wednesday, and he's already putting feelers out. Big Freddy, that sounded vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it is the very last clip I have from the instant gratification, because, y'all, it's gone. It's you know, during the during the in memoriam section of Pride 48, we'll mention instant gratification, but that Luke Miller's going to be out there at Pride 48 again this year. with his new little show. And Luke, what was your favorite event last year?
Big Thotty sat me down and introduced me to him, and in my boozy haze, I wasn't able to remember his name.
Oh, boozy hazes are always the best part of Pride 48.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.